Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ciao e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian.
Welcome back to the Coffee Break Italian show. Io sono Mark.
E io sono Francesca.
Come stai, Francesca?
Molto bene, Mark, grazie. E tu?
Devo dire, oggi sono un po' stanco.
Oh, mi dispiace. Allora ti serve un po' di caffè, immagino.
Mi serve un po' di caffè, sì. In these weekly episodes, we are bringing you short lessons of Italian, helping you improve your Italian, build your knowledge in the language, and most importantly, become more confident.
Sì, è vero. So, if you are listening to this podcast, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast feed. And if you are watching the video version, subscribe to our channel on YouTube.
Esatto.
Allora, Mark, di che cosa vogliamo parlare oggi?
Well, we've had a question about the definite article in Italian. And to be honest, the definite article can be a little challenging, especially if you're fairly new to the language.
Sì, è vero, ma possiamo parlarne in dettaglio.
In dettaglio, yeah. We're going to talk in detail about the definite article today. It's more or less everything or almost everything you need to know about the definite article.
Ok, allora Mark, cominciamo.
So first of all, the definite article is the word for the. But in English we've got one.
Sì, in italiano abbiamo 7 alternative.
Mamma mia! So 7 alternatives, but we need to know, it's actually straightforward because there are very clear rules for when we use which one.
Sì, there is a very clear pattern and the pattern is based on gender, so masculine or feminine words coming after the definite article and number, singular or plural.
Okay, and in most cases, what the word begins with is going to give us a clue as to which article we're going to use.
Sì, especially when it comes to the masculine.
Let's then begin with the masculine singular definite article.
Okay, so the mainstream, the standard masculine singular definite article is il.
Il, so I-L, il. And that would be, for example, the boy.
Sì, il ragazzo.
The book.
Il libro.
The fish.
il pesce.
So il each time, and as Francesca said, that's the kind of standard one.
Sì, sì.
But there are some other masculine singular articles depending on what the word begins with.
Esatto. When it comes to masculine singular definite articles, we need to pay attention to the first letter or the first couple of letters of the noun, because if we have what we define as a tricky combinations of sounds, we have to switch to the definite article lo instead.
Lo, so that's L-O, lo. And these tricky combination of sounds are very specific. So, for example, the S-T sound.
Sì, or S plus any consonant. Sì, ad esempio lo studente.
The student.
O lo spettacolo.
The spectacle, the performance.
Sì, sì. O lo scatolone, the big box. Sì. And this is basically to avoid saying il studente, which doesn't flow well, phonetically speaking.
And so much of Italian is about how the language sounds and making sure it sounds as beautiful as it always is. Now, there are other particular tricky consonants as well. I'm thinking of GN, for example.
Sì, lo gnocco, ad esempio, the potato dumpling.
So we're used to seeing that as gnocchi, but if you've just got one of them, it's lo gnocco.
Sì, o lo gnomo.
The gnome is a gnome, isn't it?
Sì, yeah, sì. Sì.
I'm also thinking of another combination of sounds, the PS.
Sì, PS. Ad esempio, lo psicologo.
The psychologist. Psicologo. Okay.
Sì. Z is another important letter to remember. Ad esempio, zaino. Backpack, rucksack.
Yeah.
Is lo zaino.
Lo zaino.
O lo zucchero, ad esempio.
Molto importante anche
importante,
the sugar.
Importante, sì. E poi c'è la lettera Y.
So that's Y in English. And that will again be lo. So we've got things like lo yogurt.
Sì, molto bene.
So il for most nouns which are masculine singular. Sì. Lo for these special ones with the tricky consonant combinations.
Sì.
But what about vowels?
Well, if there is a vowel, we basically use l'apostrophe, which means we take the definite article lo, but we drop the vowel o in order to allow for a better, easier sound.
It's back to that sound, isn't it? So let's go for the friend.
Sì, instead of saying lo amico, which doesn't sound right, l'amico.
L'amico. The elephant.
L'elefante.
The umbrella.
L'ombrello.
Or the man.
L'uomo.
L'uomo. A little bit tricky there. So masculine singular, il, lo, or el apostrophe.
Perfetto.
Feminine singular is a little easier.
Sì, the point of reference is la. For all feminine singular nouns, ad esempio la ragazza.
The girl.
Or how would you say the pen?
La penna.
Sì. Or the station.
La stazione.
Molto bene.
Now, interesting there, that begins with ST, but it's feminine.
Sì.
There's no issue here because we can say la stazione.
Sì, we don't have to worry about those combinations of sounds which we have just described when it comes to feminine singular nouns. So la zia. For example, is la zia, and we don't have to worry about the Z.
That's the aunt for la zia. Okay. But there are obviously some feminine nouns which begin with vowels.
Sì, and we apply the same rule that we have seen for the masculine. So the female friend.
L'amica.
Molto bene. Or Italy.
L'Italia.
Sì.
That's interesting. We'll come back to this a little later because we say, when we talk about Italy, we say almost the Italy, mm-hmm. L'Italia.
Sì, sì.
But as I say, we'll come back to that a little later.
Okay. And other examples could be l'uva.
That would be the grape.
Sì. Or l'emozione.
The emotion. And again, the emotion sounds strange in English, but we use it with abstract nouns. We use that definite article in Italian.
Molto good. Bene. Vediamo il plurale.
Okay. So in the plural, let's go to the masculine plural first.
Okay.
And there we have, again, two options.
Sì, esatto. So the first option is I, which we can see as the plural of il.
Yeah. So il becomes I in the plural. So we would go back to il ragazzo would be i ragazzi.
I ragazzi, perfetto. O il libro.
I libri.
Molto bene. What happens with the article lo?
Well, with lo, that has a plural form and it's the one that's a little tricky to pronounce. It's gli.
Bravissimo, l'hai pronunciato perfettamente.
So there, if we're talking about the students, gli studenti.
Sì, sì, oppure the rucksacks, the backpacks.
Gli zaini.
Molto bene. Or I always want to eat more than one gnocco, obviously.
Then it would be gli gnocchi.
Molto bene. The psychologists.
Gli psicologi.
Psicologi, that's an irregular plural.
Psicologi, okay.
Sì,
I'm learning
sì.
today too. Now, also we use gli for words that begin with a vowel
sì,
in the plural.
Sì, the friends.
Gli amici.
The elephants.
Gli elefanti.
Sì, gli elefanti. The umbrellas.
Gli ombrelloni.
Sì, o gli ombrelli. Gli ombrellone ombrelli. È l'ombrellone che usiamo al mare, in spiaggia.
So the parasols.
Sì, sì, ma that's also good. Gli ombrelloni in spiaggia, certo. And the men.
Gli uomini.
Perfetto, bravissimo.
An irregular plural there for
sì, quante uomini. Cose stiamo imparando oggi.
Okay, so that is masculine plural, and then there's feminine plural.
Well, the feminine is very straightforward. There is just one form, which is le.
Le. Perfetto. Benissimo. Okay, so the girls.
Le ragazze.
The pens.
Le penne.
The female friends.
Yes, before we said that we need an apostrophe for a feminine singular noun beginning with a vowel, like l'amica, but the plural is still le. So le amiche.
Le amiche. Okay. So far we've looked at the structure, how to form these, or how to use the different definite articles. But what I'd also like to talk about is the whole idea of when we use it. Because it changes from an English, doesn't it?
Very often. So, yes, I would like to tell our listeners and viewers, don't worry if you see some differences between the two languages. We don't use in Italian definite articles in the same way as they're used in English, or at least not always.
Yeah. And this is not an exhaustive list because there are so many things that we can say about this. So today we'll just look at a few examples, a few situations where we do use the definite article in Italian, but we don't necessarily use it in English.
Sì, before we mentioned l'Italia, for example.
So for countries, we typically use the definite article in Italian.
Sì, so imagine you're saying the Italy.
So Italy is a beautiful country.
L'Italia è un bellissimo paese.
So l'Italia, the Italy, is a beautiful country. And obviously that same thing works for other countries. It's not just l'Italia.
You need to think, as always, about the gender and the tricky combinations of sounds. Ad esempio, Francia is feminine, so la Francia. But the United Kingdom is masculine, so il Regno Unito.
Yeah, so il Regno Unito. And, for example, the United States.
Oh, gli Stati Uniti.
We've got a gli in there, gli Stati Uniti.
Lo Sri Lanka, S and a consonant, lo Sri Lanka.
We also use the definite article for regions, don't we?
Sì, la Toscana, la Sicilia, il Piemonte, la Puglia, le Marche.
And would we use that then for the same situation in other countries if we're talking about, for example, I don't know, Texas?
Il Texas, il Texas, sì, sì, okay. E penso anche alle regioni della Gran Bretagna, il Devon.
Il Devon.
Okay. La Cornovaglia.
Oh, wow, la Cornovaglia. Benissimo. Now, there are situations, again, where we would talk about, in English, we would say, for example, the Po or the Seine or the Thames. We use the definite article in English there. Do we do that in Italian?
Yes, in this case, we agree across the two languages. Okay. Il Po, il Tamigi, la Senna, okay. etc.
But when it comes to mountains, that's where it changes because we don't talk about the Everest or the Mont Blanc.
But in Italian, we do use the article. So, il Monte Bianco, l'Everest, and so on.
Bellissimo. What about cities?
With cities, you don't need the article. So, Roma is just Roma.
There are some cities that have an article in them. I'm thinking of La Spezia.
Sì, La Spezia, bravissimo. Sì, well, La Spezia has the article, which is part of the name. Or Il Cairo.
Il Cairo,
sì,
okay.
Sì.
That's interesting because we say Cairo in English, but there's not the Cairo.
Il Cairo. But what, Mark, if I were to say La Roma...
Ah, I see where you're going.
And this is not a mistake. No. What am I trying to say?
So Roma is obviously the name of the city of Rome. But when you're talking about La Roma or il Torino,
sì, il Napoli.
There you're talking about il calcio.
Bravissimo, molto importante.
So these are the football teams representing, or the soccer teams representing these cities. And it's La Roma, il Torino, il Napoli.
Sì.
Bravissimo. Okay, so today we looked at how to use the definite article, all 7 definite articles in Italian, and when we use them based on the different words, the different sounds, the different structures at the beginning of each noun. We've also looked at when to use it,
sì.
Particularly the differences between Italian and English.
Sì, esatto, che è tutto molto importante.
Molto importante. We'll leave it there. We hope that you have enjoyed this lesson of the Coffee Break Italian Show. Of course, if you'd like to see all the examples written down, then we have a blog article explaining all about the definite article, and you can find the link for that in the description.
See, and if you would like more help with your Italian, you can sign up for regular free email lessons.
Our email lessons include all sorts of topics about grammar, about vocabulary, useful phrases, even some reading practice from time to time. So if you would like to do that, simply head to coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian.
Sì, è facilissimo.
We'll be back next week with another lesson for you. In the meantime, do look out for that mini lesson in your inbox if you've signed up for our mini lessons. Però è tutto per oggi.
Sì, è tutto per oggi. Grazie mille, a presto e come sempre, happy coffee breaking!
Ciao, ciao!
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radio Lingua Network. Copyright 2023 Radio Lingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023 Radio Lingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.